The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Billie Eilish is in town this weekend. I think it's Friday night, right? Friday night, the concert.
Tonight and Friday night.
Two shows. And people have been camping out at the RAC Arena, not just overnight. We're talking multiple nights in sleeping bags and tents.
Since Tuesday.
Wow.
They have laid out the tents. The lady at, or the teenager at the front of the line, has actually got 500 wristbands and she's put numbers on them. And everyone who arrives for the first 500, she's given them a number so no one can push in. It's all very organised. And the people at the front of the line, you know, Perth loves a queue.
Love a queue. Think Taco Bell.
Think, you know, the donut Krispy Kremes. You know, people line up for days. But the people at the front of this line are from interstate. So they've flown in from Adelaide and Brisbane because these are the last shows of Billie's world tour, so they could not be more keen. One of them told her mum she's going camping in Brisbane and then came on TV to tell us that she's at the front of the line, so she's getting in trouble, but they are incredibly committed. Is there anything you would line up for two nights on a sidewalk?
Nah, I really don't think at this stage of my life there is anything that I like that much. But and so, but the interesting thing for me, right, is so they're interstate people. So because we've often said on the show, and the tourism department has said, you know, like we're getting these big events coming to Perth and then people will come to WA for them and it's going to be a tourism driver. And we're seeing that. Although, unfortunately, they're not spending any money in hotels because they're staying in tents
on
Wellington Street.
Well, they're teenagers. They've spent all their money on their tickets.
Classic.
But it is attracting people. And not only have they flown to Perth for it, they've flown in the school holidays. Their tickets would have been astronomically expensive.
Yeah, crazy expensive. But it's interesting, though, looking at them on Sunrise this morning, seeing Kate Massey's story, interviewing some of them, I do worry about the Billie Eilish fans because, you know, Billie has got, she's got a very distinct aesthetic, right? And it's kind of like a, you know, like be who you are. And if you don't kind of, you know, sort of fit the cookie cutter idea of what society wants you to be, that's totally cool. And you know, you're still worthy of love and all that sort of stuff, right? Like that's kind of the message. And it's certainly embraced by her fan base. And you could see on the TV this morning, like they're very much Billie Eilish fans, right? But as someone like her, I worry that she's going to be like a Lady Gaga, who was the same kind of thing with her little monsters, and it was okay to be different. And then she kind of became this kind of glam Hollywood movie star that is not at all like that anymore. And so it's like, at what point do the pop stars just flip it up for marketing purposes and leave a whole cohort of their fans behind who they don't represent anymore? Yeah. Do you ever worry about that?
Nah. You became unexpectedly really existential. Do I worry about that? Honestly, nah. And you know what? I think if she does become that, that they will be okay, is something they'll deal with in their life.
Yeah,
do you think
so.
That like any little monsters have become psychologically scarred, like seriously, because Lady Gaga has gone down the path she's gone down?
So people love these stars. They love their favourite singers, though.
Obsessed,
are you a Billie Eilish?
Oh, I like her. No. Like, I think she's talented, but you know me, I'm very basic. I'm a Swiftie.
Yeah, you're Swiftie.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right? Two very different performers, but similar in their own way. Like, young female artists who wanted to do it their own way, very different way, but still, they have a very clear idea of what's going on. I think the good thing for Billie is she's got her brother with her,
Phineas,
like, as a producer, Phineas, which I think is good. Taylor's had people around her, but I think it's different when you've got, like, a trusted family member in your sort of as a close confidant. But the shows are going to be pretty amazing, I'm sure about that.
Yeah, they will be.
And it's
her
great
last
to have
ones,
Perth.
She'll go off, I think.
Yep, I think so too.
Yeah.
And I love the stories of like where she pops up around town. She was down at Frio.
Yeah, on a yacht, as you do.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what else she does while she's in town.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.